Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. Jamie and Wojo used to term games like this black swan games. Was it a black swan game where something could only happen to the Lions? There's an event in the game. And I think it might have been a black swan game, not just because it was 48-45, not just because the Lions' backup kicker missed two extra points. The reason it was the black swan game because they finally got a stop on third down and they had that ridiculous clock malfunction or whatever the hell happened, and they had to replay that down after the intentional grounding penalty, and Penny takes it in for the touchdown.
Yeah.
That's why it was a black swan game. That doesn't happen to normal franchises. 248-539-9797. Have some text. If Anthony Lynn deserved to be fired, Glenn definitely deserves to be fired. Campbell is playing favorites here, and that will result in both of them being fired. Let's remember Holmes didn't hire Campbell. Well, Lynn wasn't technically fired. His responsibilities were taken away, but he did do some things in preparation for the game. But yes, he was no longer the play caller. I love the Lions and will watch them every Sunday, but please, for the love of God, fix the defense. We should not be letting journeyman quarterbacks and company be hanging 40-plus on us in a home game, no less. Not fair to the offense, who played amazing despite the mountain of injuries. That's Andrew from Commerce, correct?
Remember before the season when I brought up the whole they're not playing that many elite quarterbacks,
yeah,
or top 10 guys?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
Just wait.
Look what these guys are doing.
Yeah, just wait till Bailey Zappi's. Throws for
Bailey Zappi, Cooper Rush, Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, the backup quarterbacks are lined up for him.
I think Dak will be back by then, though.
He could be.
Yeah.
Tua should
be back, too.
That one will be interesting to watch.
The biggest problem with this team is third down on defense. Team doesn't know how to get off the field. Many times Seattle had to go an extra 10 yards and still was able to. I love the fact they say they'll be competitive. I want to hear the coach say we'll start winning games. That is true. And look, the biggest thing, you know, is the fact that Seattle never punted. That's right. Seattle never punted.
No.
Here's the drive chart. Here we go. Seattle Seahawks. Touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown. Missed field goal, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, end of game. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that you could say in terms of, and it wasn't their offense, but all right, they, when you look at the drive chart, all right, and you look at it and say, well, did the Lions have back-to-back possessions? Well, they did because special teams turned it over early in the game.
Yes.
Right? They didn't score.
They recovered a fumble.
They recovered a fumble.
And the Lions had a fake punt
that
worked.
Yeah. All right, so, you know, those are obviously positives, but it has nothing to do with their offense. And when you convert a fake punt, when you get a turnover on a special teams play, odds are in your favor that you're going to win that game.
Right. The Lions had two turnovers themselves, though. Obviously, the pick six and the fumble by, I think it was Raymond, in the first half that obviously led to something. John in Waterford, you're 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, I would like to talk about is I don't see the Lions even winning is another game with this 50-50 ball.
Well, I will dispute that. I don't think they're going to win very many right now if the defense doesn't play better, but I think they'll win at least another game.
I don't see how if you're minus one between the offense and defense. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, what we're hoping for is that there is a minuscule improvement in the defense so that minus one, I mean, you're just talking about like splitting hairs here.
Right.
And the offense is so good right now that all you have to do is be only very small, a minuscule amount better
right
on defense. That's all we're asking for.
If
we have offense. I love the offense. The only thing we're missing in the offense is a decent field goal kicker.
Well, you're right. That's on Brad Holmes. I mean, Riley Patterson did not make this team.
Yeah.
He's kicking for Jacksonville because he's more accurate than Seibert, but Seibert usually is a little longer, so to speak.
Decisions like that to pick apart.
Yeah.
You know, Holmes. Tavai had a really nice game yesterday in New England. It's taken him some time, and, you know, we're cherry picking a spot here. But he looks like he can play the position in the league. And why wouldn't you allow that to happen and him to develop here potentially? Why wouldn't you have instead of Anzalone? I just don't get it.
Well, I believe they tried with him because obviously you want to go back to the whole Tavai. First of all, it was a ridiculous pick in the second round. He was supposed to be able to be a bigger type of linebacker to take on linemen and tight ends. And he wasn't. He couldn't do it. And then with the regime change, they changed the philosophy. They gave him a chance to was it gain weight or lose weight? I don't even remember. I think it was lose weight. Lose a lot of weight.
And he lost a lot of weight.
He lost a lot of weight. He tried. He was really slow. Now he's back in New England where they're playing the defense that they wanted to play here. He probably gained more weight, which he's more
comfortable with
and he's actually better at. He just didn't fit this scheme. Well, you know, you look at the scheme right now and – Who cares?
There's nobody that fits the scheme.
The other thing about the win total, and what the caller brought up, okay, so everybody's talking about the offense, and it's been absolutely unbelievable, really. Who would have thought this? But do you really think they're going to score 595 points this year?
No, I don't think they will. They'll play against some better defenses coming up.
So, you know, yeah. And so the offense is going to probably step back just a little bit. And then, so even if the defense improves, okay, well, it's a wash and you're probably losing games. I texted a friend yesterday, and I really kind of feel this way at this point. As much as I don't want to live through a season like this, my goal at the end of the year is to draft Will Robinson. Will Anderson. However it needs to happen, that's what I want. I just don't care because what are they going to do this year? Seriously. Whatever. So what's that? The third pick in the draft? Maybe the second. I don't think he'll go one overall. I think one of these quarterbacks will.
There's a chance he could go. It depends who has the number one overall pick.
This is what's so deflating right now. Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, you're inviting the tanking calls.
If I could guarantee you the Lions could select Will Anderson with their first pick in the draft, would you take it? Would you make a deal with the devil?
No.
It doesn't surprise me from John. I get it. I respect that. Stoney?
No, well, you have to guarantee me you're going to be a different defensive scheme because it doesn't make a difference if to a certain extent.
Well, you say it's talent. They're saying the best linebacker to come into the draft since Von Miller.
Yeah, I'd take that deal.
Yes.
I would, but I'm not going to sit there and root for it, though. I would just, I'm not. I can't watch games and root for
He's only going to dip his toe into that pool.
Classic. He's going to sit on top of the fence dabble.
I'm not tanking.
At least
I'm all in.
I'm pretty consistent.
Humpty Stoney sat on the wall.
I'm not tanking yet. It's too early to tank.
Yeah, but if you get Will Anderson,
97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.